You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
And we are back. Hour number four, the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Busy day here in the shadow of the Space Needle. Check out our website, KVI.com. My Facebook fan page is John Carlson Radio. My Twitter handle, at KVI John Carlson. Did you hear about this in Ohio? Last week, a condemned inmate, Dennis McGuire, capital murder, rape murder, way back in the late 1980s, killed a pregnant newlywed. He was condemned to death. He was finally put to death earlier this month with a combination of drugs that had never been used before. An attorney for this man allegedly coached him to fake symptoms of suffocation so that it would repulse people and lead them to oppose the death penalty. The Office of the Public Defender said that attorney Robert Lowe was temporarily suspended last week while officials investigated whether he had coached Mr. McGuire to fake these symptoms. An internal review failed to substantiate the allegation. In other words, prison guards told them that the inmate counseled McGuire, or excuse me, that Mr. Lowe, the counselor, told his client to make a show of his death. But three accounts from prison officials indicate that the inmate refused to put on a display. Quote, "He wants me to put on this big show in front of my kids. All right, when I'm dying," he's quoted for as having told one guard, "I ain't going to do this. I ain't going to do it. It's about me and my kids, not him and his cause," close quote. Amy Borer, a spokeswoman for the Public Defender's Office, said all accounts from execution eyewitnesses, which did not include this particular attorney, Mr. Lowe, indicate that McGuire was unconscious at the time that he was struggling to breathe. You might remember that there were media reports that he was gagging. And so he was not conscious, not aware what he was doing when he was supposedly acting, reacting this way. It was an automatic body reflex. She went on to say, "We have no way of interviewing Mr. McGuire." So because the inmate was not there to corroborate what he allegedly told three prison guards, or corrections officers, to use the modern day terminology, they can't nail this attorney. Boy, do I wish they could. You think for a minute that these guards made that up? Do you think for a minute that the inmate made that up? Borer said that the accused attorney, Robert Lowe, was not speaking with the media. The Office of the Public Defender, where he works, said that no one in his office encouraged the inmate, Dennis McGuire, to fake any symptoms. He said that Mr. Lowe walked Mr. McGuire through the steps involved in an execution, and maybe the inmate interpreted the conversation incorrectly. Due to federal litigation, The public defender's office closely monitors the sequence of events during the execution process. Prison officials alerted the governor of Ohio, his attorney, the night before the execution, that McGuire had been overheard telling family members that he'd been, quote, encouraged to feign suffocation when the lethal injection drugs were first administered, close quote. The investigation was reported by the Columbus, Ohio Dispatch. McGuire, again, was convicted back in 1989 of raping and killing a pregnant newlywed. He took 26 minutes to die after the chemicals began flowing. The longest execution of the 53 death penalties carried out in Ohio since capital punishment resumed a decade and a half ago. Family members of his wept and said the process amounted to torture. One report from the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Corrections suggests that Mr. McGuire believed that the signaling system he'd set up with his attorney, where he was to give a thumbs up as during the execution as a way of determining when he lost consciousness, may have been used as a kind of a process of trying to save his life. The night before his execution, a corrections team officer said he was told by the inmate that his attorney said that if he started to choke or jerk around in any way, the governor would stop the execution. Two prison employees reported hearing the inmate say that if it weren't for his daughter being present at the execution, he would, quote, really put on a show, close quote. The public defender's office did not permit Lowe to witness the execution. Boy, you notice they're in no hurry to really find out and validate the truthfulness of this account. I mean, when you have not one but three corrections officers from the Department of Corrections saying that this attorney was telling him, you know, coaching him on what to do so that he could create a scene and you know, fake symptoms of suffocation and jerk around so that they would have to call a halt to the execution and maybe that could end the death penalty in Ohio. That should be grounds for disbarment. And, well, because we don't have the inmate here to substantiate, we'll just let it drop. I don't think they should let it drop. I think the governor of Ohio, John Kasich, should push to have this guy explain himself. Because I don't believe for a minute that this guy just started making stuff up. Nor do I believe that the guards, the corrections officers, did the same. Anyway, you are listening to the John Carlson Show, The Commute with Carlson. Lines open here, 206-421-5757. That is 206-421-5757. Outside King County, 1-888-312-5757. That's 1-888-312-5757. Again, it goes to show when you're dealing with people on the far left here, they'll do anything. No matter how tawdry, no matter how ugly, to try and carry the day. That you know, you play by the rules until it looks like you're going to lose, and then when the stakes are serious, then throw out the rules and just do whatever you want. And given the fact that this guy is a licensed attorney, I think that there should be a response to this kind of behavior. And the response ought to be he ought to be fired and he ought to be disbarred if it's validated. And when you have several people who overhear him, overhear this guy saying that he's been coached, that ought to count for something more than just, you know, idle speculation. It is coming up here on a quarter after eight. You're listening to the John Carlson Show. Talk Radio 570 KVI. By the way, the red light camera company, the corporation that is behind several red light camera laws and ordinances here in Washington State is in big time trouble. They've been nabbed in a bribery scheme in Chicago. And according to an employee who says he doesn't want to be made a scapegoat, he says that this bribery is a process that has been used in several states. Wonder if it could reach here to Washington.